Praise the Lord. You love him? So glad to be back together once again, and so glad to have this opportunity to give him praise. You know, when we go to the other side, there'll be no effort at all to praising him. The effort all takes place on this side, and I want to expend every bit of effort that I have for his kingdom, don't you? And to know that he's worthy of our praise, you know, not just some kind of religious kind of thinking, but you know what he's done for you and what he's doing for you. He's worthy of all of our praise. Amen, amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. So, excuse me for just a moment. So, just a quick note here. So Sister Lydia got the Moderna vaccine, and the only reason why that's noteworthy is we just want to make sure that we're telling everybody the same thing here. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, if that's all that was available, I'd take it, but it isn't all that's available. It's a one-dose treatment. The Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines are 90-something percent, 95%, I think, effective. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is 66% effective in the phase 3 trials. So, like I said, if it was all that was available, I would take it. But it isn't all that's available. And so our sister she needed to do it. And so she was going to get the Johnson & Johnson if that's all that she could get. But the Lord worked it out, knew the desire of her heart, and worked it out for her. So we just thank the Lord for that. I know that that is the Lord, because we've been, you know, at the very first mention, the advertising for this is really kind of rough in the different sites that you are sent to. So we're told, okay, you know, Safeway is doing it. CVS is doing it. This one's doing it. That one's doing it. So you kind of rush to those sites. Too late. And the information is kind of garbled. We know that eventually it's all going to roll out, but it really is, you get what you get right now, and you're glad to get it. So when you get what you want on top of it, we just thank the Lord for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're excited to have our brother Gadman with us this morning, and his lovely wife, Sister Laura, with us once again, and we got to spend a good part of the day with them yesterday, and just really enjoyed that. Just you know, we don't realize how much of social creatures that we are. That we need the fellowship. You know, fellowship isn't something that's just nice to have, but it's something that we need to have, and we thank the Lord for giving us that opportunity yesterday. Also, in regards to the Sabino hike, I just want to add my 2 cents to that. I've talked to several of you that are here this morning that have said, okay, next time you plan it, let me know, and we did, and life got in the way. We understand that, especially living here in Tucson. Whenever you live close to something that you could do anytime, you usually don't do it, right? Because you could do it anytime, so you never do it. Now's the time to do it. So I can't overemphasize it. You know, I'm thankful for Brother Andy for taking the mantle and running with this, and I guarantee you it'll be worth your while. So if you haven't been, make every effort to go, and if you have been before, but it was a long time ago, and maybe you've got a different perspective now, then go. If you've been last week and you want to go, go. It's a good opportunity, right? Because we don't know when we won't be able to do that again. In fact, in 2006, in July, when we got 6 inches of rain in an hour in Sabino Canyon, it was almost 2 years before we were able to go back up there, and it looked like at the time that we'd never be able to do that again. So we just don't want to take things for granted, you know. Just as an example, Sister Baker's mother grew up in kind of the Beverly Hills, Hollywood area. Her grandparents owned the corner of Hollywood and Vine at one point, and she didn't get any of it, so. She went to school with Carol Burnett and Diane Disney and several others that were kind of in her era. She played over at Diane Disney, you know, Diane Disney's father is Walt Disney, right? She went over and played on trains and different things in the backyard at Diane Disney's house. And my wife's mother has never been to Disneyland, right? Well, she could do that at any time, right? So she's going to be 88 in June, never been. So I rest my case. I made my case, Brother Andy, so. So please take advantage of this opportunity. Also, our hearts are saddened here this morning at the passing of our dear sister Leah's uncle. And so we certainly, our hearts and prayers go out to the family right now. And pray for God's encouragement and strength and, you know, and hope. He's a minister, a pastor. We expect to see him on the other side, and we know that he's reached his reward, and so we're not sad for him, but you know, it leaves those that are left behind. It's, you know, it's sad for those of us that are waiting for our turn. So just continue to remember the Avila family and their relatives in prayer at this time, if you would. Amen. Are you glad to be here?
Amen.
You love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Why don't you just turn around? Don't shake hands. Turn around and say, God bless you. Glad you're here. Kind of wave across the building. Hallelujah. Wow. So obedient. That's wonderful. For years, we'd say, turn around, shake hands, and people, this person would be over there, and that one. Yeah, it's a big turnaround. Hallelujah. It just shows how social we are. We just, I can't wait for the time that we can hug one another's necks with confidence once again. And we believe that time's coming, whether here or over there. It is coming. Hallelujah. So as our brother David comes, we so appreciate our brother. He's very humble. He's got a heart for God's people. When I quit my job in 2009, he's one of the first brothers that I met when I went to some meetings back east and had to endure for two or three years. Who are you? Well, we never heard of you. Okay, well, you have now, okay? Besides, I never heard of you either. The Lord gave us a true friend and a fellow minister, and he's been a blessing to us here, and we expect that will continue. He was to be with us, I think it was last March, I believe. We were going to have some youth meetings, and of course you know that everything shut down at the time. So it's been a year. And he and his wife are coming up on their 40th anniversary as well. And I think it's Easter this year, April 4th, is their anniversary. So they're hitting the 40-year mark. I told him, well, your trials and tribulations are over. You know, 40s. Yeah, anyway. We thank the Lord for these long marriages, and not just marriages of convenience, but true marriages. And we just thank the Lord for that, and particularly in the day that we're living in, when it's not that common anymore. Amen. So as our brother makes his way out this morning, let's sing that song, God is Good All the Time. Amen. How many believe that?
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. Oh, He's so good. time. If you're walking through the valley and there's shadows all around, do not fear, for he will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound, 'cause he's promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And his word is true. Oh, God is good. Amen. All the time, he put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good. All the time, through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. Oh, he's so good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us, he chose to die. Filled us with his Holy Spirit. Now we stand and testify that his love, it's everlasting, and his mercy, they will never end. God is good.
Hallelujah.
All the time, he put a song of praise in this heart of mine. Oh, God is good. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good.
Amen. You believe that this morning? Glory. Amen. You glad to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. We appreciate the Lord. Amen. That'd be all. Thank you. You may be seated. Amen. I just want to look around for a little bit. Amen. First time I've been back since y'all got this remodeled and everything due to the, you know, fire and everything. But, man, it just looks real nice. Just looks real nice. Amen. I'm proud for y'all. Amen. Proud for y'all. Just appreciate God's goodness and his mercy to us. Amen. And just, you know, he's been so good to us, hasn't he? Amen. Like, he's good all the time, like we sung. Amen. He's just so good to us, and we just so appreciate him so much. Amen. So we just greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. Just trusting that everybody's doing good. Amen. That everybody's feeling well this morning. And, you know, we just appreciate him so much, and just compliments. And I noticed that, you know, when he said, glad to see, have Brother David, and he said, Sister Laura, and everybody started clapping, you know, when they say, he said, you know, that's how it is, you know, sometimes, you know, she's the best part, I guess, of me, you know, just, amen, just, we appreciate the Lord, you know, just like we was going to a certain brother's church, ain't going to call his name, and then we felt led to go and help Brother Homer in Longoria, and that's where we've been in Alabama for about 20 years, a little over almost 21 years now, and just, you know, and they said, well, we hate to see, they didn't say nothing about me leaving, but they said, we hate to see Sister Lord, you know, and my daughter and the son, but they didn't say nothing about me, so I guess, I don't know if they was glad to see me leave or what, but anyway, but we appreciate the Lord, amen, appreciate his goodness to us, and everything that he's done for us, amen, he's been, and appreciate, like I said, the compliments, amen. Forget when we did meet Brother Baker, you know, but we just appreciate him being a good friend to us. Amen. Just, amen. You know, you can't have too many. You always have, you know, there's friends and then there's good friends. You know, so we just appreciate that. Amen. Just like to read you a couple things before we get started, and just, if you don't mind, amen, and just, bear with me, and we just try not to hold you too long, and you had a good preacher last weekend, and so, you know, so you got to deal with me this weekend, but, you know, so, but we appreciate the Lord. Amen. So, read this to you real quick. And you might have heard this. I mean, and, you know, it's a sad thing because a lot of people post things on Facebook now and just different things. So, you might have read it. And if you send it on Facebook, well, just forgive me. But, you know, in Facebook, you know, I kind of, well, you know, you hate to, you know, Facebook's took all the fun out of being grandparents. Because you say, well, have you seen this picture of my grandson? Oh, I've seen that on Facebook. Or I've seen that on Instagram or something like that, you know. And so, you know, but I did show Sister Baker and Brother Baker last night, my grandson, and he's 11 years old. And they go to Brother Wendell Martin's church in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And he sung last Wednesday night. And that wasn't the first time, but they put it on there and somebody, so I showed it to him. And so I was proud of him. He did a real good job, so. Read this to you. It says, a lady went to the pastor of the church and said, I won't be attending church anymore. He said, may I ask why? I see people on their cell phones texting and typing during the service. Some are gossiping. Some just aren't living right. Some are sleeping. Some are staring at me. They are all just hypocrites. The pastor was silent. Then he said, can I ask you to do something for me before you make your final decision? She said, sure, what's that? He said, take a glass of water and walk around the church two times and don't let any of the water fall out of the glass. She said, yes, I can do that. She went and got the glass of water and walked around the church two times. She came back and said proudly, it's done. The pastor asked her these questions. Did you see anybody on their phone? Did you see anybody gossiping? Was anybody living wrong? Did you see anyone sleeping? She said, I didn't see anything because I was so focused on this glass so no water would spill out. He told her, when you come to church, you should be just that focused on God so that you don't fall. That's why Jesus said, follow me. He did not say follow Christians. Don't let your relationship with God be determined by how others relate to God. Let it be determined by how focused you are on God. Amen. 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 I thought that was real good. Amen. So this morning, I want to be focused on him. Amen. Amen. I didn't come to see any of y'all, but though I'm glad I did come get to see everyone. Amen. But I come to see God. Amen. And if I come to see him, amen, expect to receive from him, I won't leave disappointed. Amen. Amen. Oh, my. And just we was talking yesterday and just talking about God and the goodness of God and just everything that's going on. And, you know, and I was talking to him and I was talking to my pastor, you know, just to, you know, since all this started, you know, COVID and everything, like Brother Baker said, we were supposed to come out last year. Then he told me, he said, when I texted him or talked to him, he said, Brother David, come on. He said, but hey, we're going to just, you know, just the essential people are going to be here. But there were so many things going on, you know, just seemed like everything was just every day something was happening. And I said, man, I don't want to get stuck out here and everything shut down. Yeah. You know, so I said, nah, we'll make it for some other time. You know, I'd hate to be stuck out in Arizona, you know, and all that. But anyway, we just appreciate the Lord. Amen. So, but anyway, we're just talking, and I was talking to Brother Homer and everybody, you know, everybody just so, and I've heard so many theories, and you may have a theory, and everybody's got a theory. Since all this happened, everybody started preaching on Facebook, and everybody's got a theory. And my brother, he sent me this little deal and a clip of this pastor, and he said, David, watch this. Tell me what you think. So I watched it. I said, man, I just think that, well, it may be good. It may be all right. I said, but I got my focus on the Lord. And so it was this pastor, and he said, man, Trump's fixing to do something. Yeah, he's fixing to do something. He said, make sure you got at least two weeks of food stocked up in your house. Said, make sure you have all your tanks full of gas. You know, in your car, make sure you have plenty of cash on hand because something's fixing to happen. Well, nothing happened. I want to keep my mind focused on God. Amen. Because, hey, like I said, everybody's got a theory and all that. And I tell Brother Humber, I said, you know, I like Trump. He was a good president. He's kind of like what's this. He's like a good doctor, but he didn't have too much good bedside manners. His language was kind of awful and everything, you know, and all that. But I told Brother Homer, I said, but, you know, if everything's working around and it's coming and it's time to get out of here, then we can't stop what's going to happen. Yeah. Only thing, I want to be ready. Yeah. Brother Brandon said it like this on the message, I perceive thou art a prophet, 1953. He said, well, it all has to do with this, friends. There's no matter how much you pray, for wars to cease, just remember this coming from me. If you believe me to tell the truth, it won't do any good. We're at the end of the road. And God said the world would get in this condition. So here we are. It's a signpost. When you see these things begin to come to pass, lift up your head. Your redemption's drawing nigh. Then let's be ready. Let's meet our Lord in peace if we can. He said, may God bless you till I meet you again. Amen. So I want to be ready. Amen. Brother Bram said on, I think it is the message and knoweth it not. I think it is. He said, the only thing that I can see is the readiness of the church. Help me to be ready, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's stand together if you would. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. So just appreciate his goodness and his mercy to us. Amen. How many has got a need this morning? Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we love you this morning. And we realize, Lord, that you're just so great, Lord. Father, and we just so realize, Lord, that, Lord, we just have a privilege once again of being able to bow our heads and talk to our Creator, Father. Your prophet said, Lord, that there was no greater privilege that a mortal has than to bow his head from the dust from which he was taken and talk to his Creator. Father, what a privilege we have this morning, Lord Jesus. We just ask, oh God, that you just help us here this morning, Lord. God, help us, Lord. Let me get myself out of the way and you speak to us through your word this morning, Lord. May you just use me, Lord. Like that song, I give myself away so you can use me. Use me this morning, Father. Help me to be a yielded vessel, Lord, for your service, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you just, Lord, the words that we read, Lord, I pray, Lord, that the word's already anointed. Just anoint our lips to speak it, Lord. Lord, help us to say those things that you would want us to say. Refrain from those things that you would not want us to say, Father. And Lord, may when we leave this building this morning, we can say like they did on the road to Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us as you talked with us along the way. And Father, we'll be careful to give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me to the book of 1 John, the 4th chapter. First John chapter 4, we'll look at the 16th verse there. First John 4:16, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God in him. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated. Amen. Like to take for a little thought, if I could, a psalm of remembrance. And for a theme, do you know the love of God? Do you know the love of God? And so I was just looking at that and just, I would just like to read it again if I can, if it be all right out of the Amplified and just, you know, and just read it like that. Then we'll just pray for us and we'll just get right down to business. Amen. Amen. Said, and we know, understand, recognize, are conscious of by observation and by experience and believe, adhere to and put faith in and rely on the love God cherishes for us. God is love, and he who dwells and continues in love dwells and continues in God, and God dwells and continues in him. Now let just me read you a little quote that the prophet of God said 1954 in New York, have faith in God. He said, brother, sister, that's what the world needs today. It's some more love of God. That's what the world's hungry for today is more love of God. If we show a little more love to one another, a little more love towards God, how much better our churches and individuals and how much better we'd be if we just love one another. If we love one another, then we can love God, for God is love. I appreciate that. Amen. So if we can love one another, then we can love God. And I was just thinking about the Christian experience for a little bit. You know, I believe if we all have an experience with God, and in looking at this, just the Christian experience, if you were to ask a so-called Christian this morning, you say, well, Brother David, why you say a so-called Christian? Because not everybody that's sitting here this morning is a Christian. Right. Not everybody that claims to follow the message is bride. Right. Not everybody that claims to be a believer is a believer this morning. I was talking to my grandson, the one that son, that's telling you about that son. He came over our house one time before they moved and was staying with us. And he woke up one morning, laying in the bed with his Nana. And he said, Nana, let me tell you. He said, Nana, I said, I know what that first seal is all about. He said, it's deception. He said he was a white horse rider and he had a bow, but he didn't have no arrows. He said, Papa, he said, Nana, all Christians is not Christians. He said it was deception. He said, his Nana looked at him and said, go tell your Papa what you just told me. So he came in there and told me, you know, about that. And I said, that's good. I said, but make sure, Luke, I said, make sure that you may know all that, but make sure you know the author of the book. Right. Yeah. Amen. Make sure you know the author. So you say, well, that's why I say it's so-called Christian. Because just because, I may put on a policeman uniform, but that don't make me a policeman. I may put on a doctor's uniform, but that don't make me a doctor. And just because you may pack a Bible, amen, pack a tape, that don't make you bride. Amen. I believe we need to have an experience with God. Amen. A lot of us have got away with an old-fashioned experience. I believe it's time that we get back to an old-fashioned experience with God, to know that we know that we know. Hallelujah. So that's why I say a so-called Christian this morning. Amen. So if you'd ask one of them, just a so-called, and you'd ask him his experience of the love of God, his answer would raise doubts. Yeah. Amen. He would show reluctance about his experience of the love of God. But to ask the real born-again Christian about his experience of the love of God in one statement, oh, hallelujah. Amen. Let me just read you like this, what the prophet of God said, if I can. 1963, standing in the gap. They was talking about predestination and so forth. He said, someone said some time ago, said, if I believe a thing like that, would I ever turn on the steam? Said, I'd paint the town red. I'd go to every dance hall. I'd get drunk and everything. Because why? He said, you've already secured in Christ. What difference does it make? I said, that shows you haven't got it. Amen. Preach on, preacher. He said, it shows you haven't got it. Amen. He said, if the love of God ever struck your heart in the tenderness of Jesus Christ, you'd be so in love with him, the world would be dead as your sin. Amen. God, help us this morning. May that love of God in the tenderness of Jesus Christ strike our heart this morning that we're so in love with him. Amen. That's what I want to be, so in love with him. Yeah. The prophet of God said it like this on Unite Time and Sign. He said, the church is so coming together. The bride, as we call ourselves the bride, is so coming together that we shouldn't be, amen, that you don't have to beg her to worship. Right. To beggar to worship. Amen. Come on, church. No, there's just something about it. You got to lift your hands. You come to church for one purpose, and that's to worship Almighty God. Amen. You don't have to beggar to worship. You don't have to beggar to pray. You don't have to beggar to live right. They're just so in love with him till there's nothing else. Oh, Lord, help me to be that way this morning. So in love with you till there's nothing else. Whew, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, if the love of God, he said, ever struck your heart in the tenderness of Jesus, you'd be so in love with him, the world would be dead as your sin. That's how you know you have the Holy Spirit. Not because you could scream. And I could scream this morning. Amen. Shout. and we could shout this morning. Speak with tongues, and maybe we can speak with tongues this morning, or whatever it is. But when sin becomes dead and you're alive in Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us this morning to die out to the things of the world, die out to the things that would bother us, die out to the things that would hinder us this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, oh, love of God, how rich, how pure, see? Amen. So if you'd ask the real born-again Christian, his answer would be like this. Joyously, he would say. You say, why joyously? Because it's a joy, amen, Brother Baker, to come to the house of God. It's a joy, amen, to raise our hands and tell God how much we love him. See, joy. I know the prophet made this statement, and I ain't not. Hey, I believe every statement he made. Amen. And I love every statement he made. He said, we ought to be the most happiest Christians there is. We ought to be the most happiest people there is. But you know what? Happy and joy are two different words, and they come from two different meanings. You being happy, in order for you to be happy, it comes from the word hap or happen. In order for you to be happy, something has to happen in order for you to be happy. The preacher has to shake your hand and then you're happy. You get the raise on the job and then you're happy. They say your favorite song and you're happy. Your favorite preacher's preaching this morning and you're happy. But joy comes from a different source. That comes from the Creator himself. And if the preacher don't shake your hand, if they don't sing your favorite song, you still got the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't say nothing about myself, but I'll speak to the honor of God. I'm sweetly constrained to affirm that I have known and have believed the love that God has for me. Oh, this morning, do you know the love of God? Hallelujah. Oh my. True. All of us have trials. All of us have battles. I said it like this before. Either in a battle, you're coming out of a battle, or you're going through a battle. There's no... Hey, that's the three things. Either in one, coming out of one, or fixing to go into a battle. We all have trials. Oh, my. But it's just as true that we are delivered out of them. Amen. True. Every one of us have corruptions. Every one of us make mistakes. I would want to, if I had to live my life over, I'd do some things different again. So the mistakes would be my stepping stones. And true, we all have mistakes. We all have corruptions. But know this for a fact. Amen. But it's just as true that we have an all-sufficient Savior who overcomes those corruptions. And I got the overcomer living in me. I got the stabilizer living in me. Oh, if I ever needed him to live in me, it's now. Tomorrow may be too late. I want him living in me now. Hallelujah. Amen. David said it like this in the Psalms. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Amen. I'm glad he does. Many are our trials. Many are our battles. But God delivers us out of them all. I'm so glad that he does. Amen. And he enables us to put Satan under our feet this morning. That's where he should be. Under our feet. He's just a bluff. He don't even have the keys to his own house. He was stripped at Calvary. He's just a bluff. Amen. Oh, he just let him just blow. Let him just huff and puff. I told Big Bad Wolf, I'll blow your house down. But we got somebody in us, the overcomer. Amen. Now Christ, he didn't just put you in a pot, pull you through on the other side and said, blessed is he that overcomes. There's some things that mean you have to overcome in this hour that we're living in. Amen. And sometimes the most thing that we have to overcome is when you look in the mirror is yourself. Amen. Amen. I have to overcome myself in order to come to the house of God. This COVID has destroyed a lot of people from coming to the house of God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Amen. Oh, I just want to be right. I just want to be ready. Amen. I'm saying, God, I thank you that you love me, Lord. And if anybody would ask me, do you know the love of God? I'd say, yes, sir, I know the love of God. You just think about it. I know the grace of God. I know the love of God. You should say, I know the grace of God this morning. You know, me and you, the world ought to be thankful for me and you, because we're holding off the judgment of God. You go back and you know, it's about, what was it, 15, 20 years ago, everybody likes to go back and look up their family tree. Find out their roots and all that. Well, if you look over there in Matthew and you look at the Jesus and you run, you know, you look at them and you talk about the women that were involved. What were they? You look at, there was Rahab. And what do usually people say when they say Rahab? What do they usually say? Rahab what? The harlot. You look at all that. You look at Ruth, a Moabite. You know how that got started? Incest. And if you run all that back, somebody told me they're going to run their family tree back. And they went back and they got kind of scared and they didn't want to research it anymore. Because we don't know what's in our background. Brother Graham said, on straight as a way, he hit on that about being born bastard children and stuff like that. Oh, he hit on it. He said, I'll be surprised if 12 out of this generation. And if you run all your family tree back, but the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. If you run and trace all that back, what is it? Grace. Grace and abundance of grace. Oh, no wonder. God help me. Do I know the love of God? Yes, I know the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my. It'd be wrong to deny that we've been through despondency. Because every one of us in this building this morning has probably been through despondency one time or another. Probably felt like nobody cared. My life is useless. Nobody cares. Nobody would probably hardly look at you, give you the time of day. We've all been through there. Whew. Despondency. Thought our life was useless. But what's the use in serving God? What's the use? I've done this and I've done this and I traced my background. What's the use? We've been through despondency. We've crept along in the valley of humiliation. Every one of us has probably went through the valley of humiliation one time or another in our life. But we can say we've been through them. But we've not remained in them. Hallelujah. We've not left our bones to be bleached in the burning sun, nor our bodies to be the prey of the devil. Amen. Because he never did say, I'll see you around it. I'll see you over it. I'll see you under it. But he said, I'll see you through it. Amen. And he's been faithful to see us through it. Amen. If it wasn't for his grace, where would me and you be at this morning? If it wasn't for his love. Like I said, you traced your background. You once say, God, but the blood of Christ, amen, and his grace, you think of it. I told somebody, Brother Andy, you let me walk on my job, amen, and I might be the only one there that has a revelation of what has been done in our day. I'm not boasting or bragging, but I am too at the same time. But I think it's the grace of God. Because who am I? Because there are probably other people, Brother Andy, that looks a little bit better than I do. Probably lives a little bit better than I do. But if it wasn't for the grace of God, the love of God. Oh, do you know the love of God this morning? I thank God that he let me see what I see in the eye that I'm living in.
Amen. Our sorrows, and every one of us has probably been through some sorrows. Each and every one of us this morning. Amen. Have been through sorrows. But you know what them sorrows have been? They've been the heralds of God's mercies. Amen. Like that song. Amen. I was guilty. The judge turned my way, said, "You have anything to say?" I was about to say something. And that's when mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Amen. I didn't have an answer. I couldn't say nothing. I was guilty. But mercy walked in. The blood was presented. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I feel it this morning. Amen. Oh, I like to feel the way I feel when I feel the way I feel right now. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Our sorrows have been the heralds of his mercies. Amen. It was mercy that rewrote my life. Amen. Because we've all been through sorrows. Amen. Our grief, though, and we've all been through grief in one way or another. There's been friends, Brother Baker, that have upset you and turned their back on you that you thought that were real friends, and you've been grieved, and you had grief. Come on, church, am I talking to somebody this morning? Am I on target this morning? We've all had griefs. Amen. Someone played us for a fool or something like that. We've all been there. But you know what? Or we might have lost a loved one or something. And we grieve with wonder, why, Lord, why? Amen. But our grief can't mar the melody of our praise. I ain't going to let what my friends do mar the melody of my praise. Amen. All my friends may forsake me. Amen. This one may turn against me. That one may turn against me for standing upon the word of God. And then that's late hour we're living in. You look at the agenda that everybody's displaying, and you take up for the word of God, brothers and sisters, you're by yourself almost. Your friends walk away from you for standing with what the prophet of God said. Amen. But I can't let grief, my grief mar the melody of my praise. I had God come to church. Amen. And I got to raise my hands. Amen. I don't have to wait for the song leader to say, "Let's raise my hands." Amen. When I'm driving down Interstate 40 or Interstate 10 or wherever I'm going. Amen. I ain't going to let my grief mar the melody of my praise. There's something on the inside of the inside that I can't help. It keeps me singing every day. My, I wish I could play that. Oh, I'll play a song right now. Amen. There's something about it. Amen. That's on the inside of the inside. Amen. Something on it I cannot explain. There's just something on the inside that won't let me go. Mercy said, "No, I ain't going to let him go." Oh, do you know the love of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ain't going to let my grief mar the melody of my praise. The deeper our troubles, the louder my thanksgiving to God. Amen. And what it does, the only thing you're going to take out of here is your character. Amen. And our troubles that we go through, the grief, what's that just molding our character? Oh, he's still working on me. Amen. But I ain't going to let my troubles, my grief, the deeper my troubles, the louder my thanks to God. Amen. I put our trials into account. Hey, I put every one of them into account and know that I do have them. But I still declare, amen, and have known and believe the love that God has for me. Amen. Hey, you can look. I'm still talking about the Christian experience. Hey, we can look and see the love of God all around us. Amen. Amen. Let me just read you something. I can't sing, but I read this to you. Amen. Song. How many times must I prove how much I love you? How many ways must my love for you I show? How many times must I rescue you from trouble for you to know just how much I love you? Didn't I wake you up this morning? Clothe you in your right mind. When you walked on this problem, didn't I step right in time? Amen. It was never too late, never too about right on time. Hallelujah. When you got weak along life's journey, my angel carried you so you would know just how much I love you. How many days must I be a fence around you? How many nights must I wipe your tears away? How many storms must I bring you through for you to know how much I love you? Did I put food on your table? Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody asked me, I told somebody one time a few years ago at the job, I said, you know what? I reached that age where a lot of things don't matter no more. Sure, I'd like to have a good house. I'd like to have a nice car. Everybody else does. But you know, the only thing that matters is that I get out of here in a rapture. Amen. That's all that matters anymore. Amen. The more I see it, brother. Hey, Brother Baker. Amen. The more I realize that, hey, this is not my home. I'm just a passing through. I'm just a pilgrim and stranger. I got a home beyond the blue. Hallelujah. The more I realize that every day, and the more I realize this, amen, as I see that day approaching, the more I realize, he said, if I didn't cut the work short, there would be nobody that would be, God help us, amen, to get in there and say, God, I need you more than I ever needed you. If I ever needed you now, I need you, Lord. If I ever needed to walk with you, I need to walk with you now. It's not a time to play games. Amen. Hallelujah. So then I put food on your table, show up when the bills were due, when the pain was racking your body. Then I send healing down to you. When you were lost in sin and sorrow, I died to set you free so you would know how much I love you. Hallelujah. Oh, do you know the love of God this morning? We can see it by looking all around us this morning. Food on our table. Shoes on our feet. Amen. Just look around and see all that God has done for us. Hey, he's done a lot for us. Amen. I'm so undeserving so many times of what he's done for me. Brother, amen. I'm so undeserving. Amen. But he blesses us anyway. When I didn't read like I should, when I didn't listen to tapes like I should, when I didn't pray like I should, he still remained faithful. Thank you, Lord. Oh, do you know the love of God? Amen. Just look around us. He's given us. Amen. Look at what he's given us. What he's put in our hands. We are blessed in our going out and in our coming in. I'm blessed this morning. Amen. I'm a blessed man this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, you set me upon a rock and established my goings. What is that rock? A revelation. He's established my goings. Thus I can say I know the love of God. Oh, Brother Dutch, it's real. Hallelujah. Think about this. Still talking about the Christian experience. After coming out of affliction. Amen. Maybe you've been real sick. Amen. And maybe our thoughts begin to turn. What am I going to do if something should happen to me? What's my wife or my children? If you got a wife or children, what? You know, you begin to wonder, what's going to happen to me? What's this going to be like? Amen. Who am I going to leave this to? And who am I going to leave that to? We've all been maybe through them roads or something. Messy some of your elders. But you never know anymore. You walk through a graveyard. And they're from newborn all the way up. That's not a respecter of persons. You sit and you wonder, am I going to get well? This, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to the ones I leave behind? And our thought about ourselves, amen, and in our despair, we cried to the Lord, and he heard our cry, and he brought us up off the sick bed. Amen, and we can say, amen, that we have known the love that God has for us. Amen. Maybe in our own personal life. Amen. We've had bills. Amen. Bankruptcy staring us right in the face. Our bills piled up. Everything. Amen. It's staring us. But the tide has changed. And we can exclaim, I know the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's like this. You all know this song. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for letting me hear your word. What have I done to deserve such glory that's revealed to me? Thanks for that special night when I saw your glorious light come face to face with eternal life. And Lord, I thank you. You didn't have to show me or open my eyes. You could have easily passed me by. Because the age I was living in was wretched, poor, and blind. Like I said a while ago, we're one out of a million. Then I heard recognizing your day. Oh, you just think of the messages, the titles to these things. They're just, just something that stirs when I hear that, even the titles. I don't have to hear the message, but just hear the titles. Then I heard recognizing your day. Serpent seed and perfect faith. The breach and the message of grace. Oh, thank you, Lord. And Lord, I thank you. Amen. I've heard recognizing your day. Amen. The breach, serpent seed. Amen. A perfect faith, the breach, and the message of grace. It was grace to me and you to let us know what God has done in this our day. The prophet of God said it like this. He said it was grace to Israel that provided them a prophet. It was grace to Israel that gave them a pillar of fire. What about me and you? It was grace to me and you to show us the hour and the age that we're living in. Because he could have easily passed us by. It was grace that he showed us how to walk and how to act. It was grace to you sisters that he would show you how to dress and how to act. Glory. It was grace to us brothers that showed us what we was wrong at. Showed us how to treat our wives. Oh, what grace. Listen, never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd see such things as the coming of the Lord, the rapture mystery. I've heard, but now I see. I've heard of the squirrels, but I wasn't there, but now I see. Oh, I wasn't there when the light wrote on the wall, but I've heard, and now I see. I wasn't there when the cloud appeared, but I heard, and now I see. Hallelujah. He said, well, what? I don't care what others say. All I know is what he said, and I believe him to be the truth. And there's something in me that says amen to it. Hey, you wasn't there when Moses got the Ten Commandments. Neither were they. And they were questioning. But there were some that stood right with Moses. Amen. The same today. Amen. We might have not been there. Amen. And maybe some of them that was there have died off now. But there's raising up another generation that's going to believe this word and get carried out of here in a rapture. Amen. With a body change. Hey man, your prophet said it like this. He said, I was just there. Hey man, at the river that day. I was just a voice that he used. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Said, I was just an instrument that he used. Said, you're not feasting off anything. Amen. You're not feasting off a son of man, but you're feasting off the son of man. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm getting out of here in a body change. I'm eating my way to a body change. Hallelujah. And I believe there's some people that are sitting here this morning. You know, we all got appointments every now and then to go to the dentist or go to the doctor. And sometimes you have to cancel that appointment because you can't make it. I believe, and the Bible says there's one appointment unto man to die, and after that the judgment. But I believe there's some of us that's sitting here this morning that's going to cancel that appointment, and we're going to walk out of here in a body change. Hallelujah. Whew. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad that he done that for me and for you. I've heard, and now I see. God in simplicity, the spoken word is the original seed. And Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Other ways besides what we see or what we see, there is something that we feel every now and then. There are times when the Father takes his child, me and you, in his arms and he brushes the brow. He said, "Don't worry, David, I got everything under control. You may not know what's happening, but I got everything under control." He'll take you, sister, amen, in his arms. He'll brush the tears away and say, "I understand what you're going through. Oh, there may not be many people that understand, but I know what you're going through." Amen. Oh, what was it when you remember when Elijah, it wasn't in the thunder, it was under the juniper tree. Amen. Every one of us need a juniper tree experience. Amen. Oh, that God will just pick us up in his arms. Amen. And say, "Hey, and pull back a little while. It may not be in the thunder, it may not be in the fire, but it's in that still small voice." Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. In that still small voice. Amen. He'll pick us up in his arms. He presses us up to his bosom and kisses us with the kiss of his lips. And so don't worry. It's all taken care of. I got this under control. Amen. I got it all. He's got it all in control. He knows which way I should go. I may not know from tomorrow. I may not know many things about tomorrow. I may not understand. I may not understand what's going to happen tomorrow. Or maybe nobody's seen this coming, this COVID stuff. But I know he's got everything under control. Hallelujah. If I didn't, I'd quit right now. But I know he's got everything under control. I might not understand everything. Can dot every I cross every T, but I know he's got it under control. And I know he sent us a message to get us out of here in the rapture. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what I'll stand on. Amen. All this fond experience, amen, is to set forth the tender communion which God has with his children. And there are times when the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are a child of God. Amen. Amen. It may be dark with thick darkness. You might not can see in front of you. Seasons in our life. Right. Everybody goes through different seasons. Sure. Looks like there's spring, there's summer, there's fall, and there's winter. A lot of you, like, you know, like the springtime, the summertime, I don't know, it gets hot around here. I don't know, but you know, the fall of the year. I mean, my wife, when she used to work, she used to drive down a certain road and you could see the mountains. There's called one place called Cheehaw Mountain, the highest point in Alabama. And all when it comes fall and all the leaves are changing colors, it's just real beautiful. And you might like that time of the year, but we all go through seasons. And I may not know what season you're going through this morning. You may be in the winter time of your season. Everything's dark. You can't see your hand in front of you. Oh, it may be the dark with thick darkness, seasons, whatever you're going through, where we can't see or feel God. All strength is gone. All hope is gone. We look upward, we look downward, and all around us, but nothing but despair. Have you been there? Nothing but despair. Terror and dismay. Times like these, we might not can say that I feel the love of God, but I know the love of God. Amen. And I believe it. All hell is coming against me. Storm clouds are rolling in. The winds are blowing. The floods are coming. But he said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. I got his promise. He said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. And that's what I'm standing on. Oh, to feel God is precious, but to believe it when you can't feel it is grand. When there's no visible evidence at all, but you still believe his love towards you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now let's just look. I don't even know what time I got started. Let's just look at a few minutes. The believer's testimony. Because I believe every one of us here, if we're Christians, we can testify. Even if we ain't Christians, we can still testify of the love of God, of the mercy of God. See, everything that God has made speaks of him. Brother Bram talked about the fire, how it dies and everything, and it comes back, speaks of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord. Everything that we have. I remember I preached this on a Wednesday night back home at church. Couple years ago. The next day we was getting ready. I was supposed to go preach for someone out of town. And my wife has always been wanting to go to the Biltmore. house. If you don't know where that's at, that is Ashland, North Carolina. Pretty house, you know, and built there. And she's always, so I said, well, we'll go. I got to go up here and preach for Brother so-and-so. And we'll just go up there, and I'll take you by there, and we'll just spend a couple days up there or whatever. Well, so she was working at the time, so she gets off, and I had my truck up there, and she pulled. I said, "Well, I'll just meet you at the house," because she'd worked all a little bit all day before and kind of done some stuff around the house and kind of packed a few bags. And she said, "I got to go home and pack a few more." And so when we get there, we'll just load up the car and we'll go. I said, "All right." So I said, and she got out ahead of me at the parking lot, and when you're in a hurry, every light turns red. So I got stopped by a signal light. She got ahead of me, so I'm coming, and I'm coming up upon this other signal light, pretty busy intersection, and I see this truck way down here that had a wreck. And I see these two ladies running to help this guy that just stepped out of his truck, and I said, "Man, wonder what happened." I said, "I don't see the other car involved." I said, "Man, I wonder what happened." All of a sudden, this car moved out of the way, and I seen our car. I said, "That's my car." I said, "That's my wife." I said, "God have mercy." That she had seen out of the corner of her eye, her light was green, and she'd seen out of the corner of her eye where that light was, where that truck was, and I don't know how fast he was going, because it's about 55 miles an hour through there, and he just ran through that red light, and she said if she hadn't seen it and swerved, it had hit her dead on in the driver's door. But she swerved, and it hit her kind of toward the back of the passenger, of the rear in the on the driver's side. Shoved her up against a telephone post or something like that. She come out, all right, nothing but they had to take her to the ambulance and observed her for a few hours, a couple hours, and nothing was wrong. There we go. Somebody called me the next morning and said, "Do you know the love of God?" I said, "Yes, sir, you know I know the love of God." Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, when he kept you from the wreck, kept you out of the hospital, kept you from doing this or doing that. Oh, we know the love of God. Hallelujah. And we can testify of his love toward us. We all got a testimony. Every one of us. One speaks of his power, another of his majesty, others tell of his wisdom, some of his goodness, but every one of us have a different testimony. Can I tell y'all something? Y'all won't crucify me. We've been married, Brother Doug said, 40 years, 40 years Easter. Thank God. Nobody else would put up with me. She probably says the same thing about her. But you know, it's just been by the grace of God. Yeah. Amen. But you know what? I was thinking, one day, you know, I know there's a lot of married people in here. How many's ever had some intense moments in your married life? Don't be ashamed. You can raise your hands. We can take your halos down. We've all had some tense moments. Well, it was one of them times when we were a tense moment. And she said, "I ain't going to go to church in the morning." I said, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I just ain't going. Well, what I usually done until about a couple years ago, I usually clean buildings and stuff. And I'd done that for about 40 years or something, just, you know, stripping, waxing floors and emptying trash and everything. So I had to go clean a building. I said, "Well, I'm going to go clean this building. I got to go." Long about midnight, she called me and said, "Did you call?" I said, "No, I didn't call." She said, "Well, somebody called me and said, why are you going to miss church?" I don't know what you think, but here, got my Bible. Nobody knew what we went through, what she had said. But somebody did. Who was it? All I'm going to say, I believe it was God. Needless to say, we was both in church Sunday morning. Everybody has a testimony. Everybody can tell of his love. Everybody can tell of his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. We're to be a witness with our heart and with our lips. Amen. We can say our testimony to an unbelieving world and to a poor, despairing sinner. Amen. I can tell my testimony to somebody today that's been discouraged and say, I know the love of God. Amen. That if he did it for me, he can do it for you. Amen. Another thing this love is, it's undeserved. With tears in our eyes, we can say we were undeserving of God's love. Just think about his love for a moment. Nothing in us to cause it. Our testimony is that God has loved us. We're sure of it. When there was nothing in us by nature to love. Because the Bible says we were all born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. The first lie you ever told was probably to get out of whipping. The scripture says nothing in our flesh. There dwells no good thing in our flesh. But we can say that we know the love of God toward us. Because it's free, it's sovereign, undeserved. It's free and it's sovereign. Because, hey, he's a sovereign God this morning. He don't have to ask nobody for anything. He don't have to get permission. Say, should I have saved Brother Doug or not? He didn't have to get nobody's permission. He just saved Brother Doug by his grace, by his predestination, by his foreknowledge. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. He didn't have to ask. No, because if he'd asked a lot, he said, oh, not him, not him. Surely not her, not her. But he said, yes, him. Yes, her. Amen. The Bible says not many wise, not many smart, not many educated, not many was called. According to Paul's writings, not many wise, not many educated, not many smart, not many noble. But you know, every now and then he said, you're smart. Well, come on, you can come anyway. You're wise. That's all right. Come anyway. It was all God's sovereign grace. Hallelujah's mercy to us. And we can say that we know the love of God. Amen. I know the love, that it's real and it's genuine. Hallelujah. Amen. We can tell our testimony. It's undeserving. Amen. Nothing in it's free. It's sovereign. It's undeserved. And springs entirely from the overflowing love of his own heart. Not caused by anything in us. It's not caused by anything in us. Nothing that we could do. Amen. Nothing that we could say or do. Another thing this love is, it's unconquerable. You can't conquer this love. And many of us, when God started dealing with us, Brother John, we strove against it. We didn't want to walk this way. No, I ain't going to. I like what my pastor says, Brother Homer. He said he was a Baptist. And so when he said, well, hey, somebody said, hey, I want you to hear some tapes. I said, well, what is he? He said, well, he's a Baptist. He said, well, if he's a Baptist, see, he must believe like I believe. And he said, when he started listening to them tapes, he said, man, no, he don't believe nothing I believe. And he said, I'm sure glad he didn't. Amen. I said, I'm sure glad he didn't. Oh, we strove against it. Amen. At first, he knocked at our heart's door, but we would not open it. He invited us, but we would not come. He called, but we would not answer. He tried to awake us. Like Solomon said, the dew on the back of the locks were wet, where I stood outside during the night knocking at the door trying to gain entrance. Well, we wouldn't get up to let him in. And if we'd have conquered it, we'd have conquered it. If we could have, we would have. But in spite of all we did, he still loved us. Amen. Of all the mistakes we made since we became a Christian. Amen. You said, have you? Yes, sir. Yes. I made boodles of mistakes. Oodles and gobs of mistakes. But he still loved me. In spite of all that, since we became a Christian, his love toward me and you has not diminished. If he could have put us away, he'd have done it a long time ago. But he said, I can't do it. Hallelujah. Another thing this love is, it's immutable.
Yes, sir.
We all have changed. I mean, Brother Doug was talking about it. We all don't like to go through changes. I don't. You know, you get set in a routine and you like to keep that routine. And, you know, we've done it this way 40 years and bless God, ain't nobody going to change it. I'm talking to somebody, but you know what? God says, all right, watch it. I'll change it for him. Like that time that one lady got on that ship at the Titanic. She asked one of the deckhands, said, do you think this ship is really unsinkable? The deckhand looked, said, God himself can't sink it. All right, I'll prove to you that I can. Whew. You don't tell God what he can't do. Oh, we might have changed. And we might have done this, but he's never changed. We doubted him.
Come on. How many of us, we've doubted God. Why? I'm still sick, Lord. Brother Baker prayed for me. Brother David prayed. Brother Darrell prayed. And I'm still sick. And we doubted him. He made us proud, and we doubt. Look here. Now, you know, every 1977 came along, and there's a lot of people left the message. There wasn't really nothing in them to begin with, or they wouldn't have left. Hey, we see it this hour that we're living in more so than, you know, it just seemed like it's caught fire. People walking off and saying it's not true and all this and all this. And then, well, whew, God help us. I told Brother Baker yesterday, he said, I remember when there was a couple that stayed in a motel room. That next morning they went to Brother Brown. They said, man, brother, but we're just a spirit about it. We believe that you're God. And they couldn't get rid of it. He said, what happened? The night before, there was a couple that stayed in that same motel room that you stayed in, and they believed that. And that spirit got off on you. I said, I don't want to look at no sights that disbelieve this message. I don't want to look, because I don't want to get no spirit on me. Amen. He said, well, did you prove that? God don't have to prove nothing. Can you take this Bible and prove everything by it? It's just by revelation. Thank God for his love. Amen. We doubted him. But when we believe not, he's remained faithful. We've seen people come and go. I was somewhere about a month ago. Sure glad it wasn't outside, because it was real cold baptizing a couple of people. And I said, now if we's outside, I said, I don't know. I'd have to really talk to him, make sure y'all know what y'all doing and make sure this is real. Because I just won't waste my time and freeze to death baptizing. Because I've seen many a wet center go, a dry center go down and come up a wet center. We've seen them come and go. We have seen hard trials. We've been through pain and discomfort. And the memories we can't erase sometimes. Sometimes I said, God, I wish I could just erase all the memories. Things that I might have said, things that I might have done, things that you might have said. God, help me. Can't erase them. But he's always been there. My dad used to sing a song. He was there all the time. Waiting patiently. We're the ones that got out of the way. We're the ones that moved. We've been through the scorn of men. We buried friends and loved ones. But we've seen God through it all. We've lived unfaithful. We doubted him. But he's remained faithful. And he said, Brother David, right now I'll give you a choice from this day forward. Do you want to choose your own way? You know what I tell him? He said, you can choose your own way. You just do whatever you want to and just go however you want to. You know what I say, Lord? I say like this, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Through many trials, testings, and all these things, he brought me safe this far. And by grace, he'll carry me home. I'll say, God, I don't want to choose. You've been faithful so far. Just keep choosing. Just keep leading me. Just keep helping me, Lord. Amen. Oh, maybe we've had hard trials. Every hand, tarred and worn. You can look back. Every one of us can look back and can say, he's helped us. He's been with us. Let me ask you a question now. How many can say that he's been with you? Even your young people, he can say that he's been with you. Amen. Can I ask you a question? Will you dishonor him now? You say, no, I wouldn't. God, you say, God forbid. You have trusted him many times. Many times you put your trust and confidence. Hey, I don't understand why Brother Baker's doing this way. I don't understand why he's doing the church. But I'm putting my trust and confidence in you, Lord. And I believe that you're leading Brother Baker, and he'll lead me. As God leads him.
Amen.
Will you keep on trusting him now? You trusted him this far. See, Satan has a commission. Just like he tried Job.
Now, he didn't send Job no fact sheet and say, this is what's going to happen tomorrow. He don't send me and you that. I wish he would, Brother Andy. And we, Brother Dutch, amen, we could kind of know what's going to happen tomorrow. But we don't. And you know, we might not know the answer for everything till we get over yonder. He wants to try you just like he did Job. Shift you just like wheat. Satan says he serves you now, but let me afflict him. Let me cause him problems. But we'll be like Job. Though God slay me, yet I'll trust you. Amen. I'll come forth as pure gold. See, the Bible says they that compare themselves by themselves are not wise. He always wants to say, now, if you were just like Brother John or Sister Joy, you know, everything would be all right, you know, just, and he always trying to compare, you know, and we get kind of, down because we're not like them or think we're, you know, it's not like that at all, but the devil, he'll make us think that. He'll come, he'll sit on our shoulder. He said, now, you know, if God really loved you, look at your debts, look at your bills. You know if God really loved you. He'll say, look at your children. Look the way they're acting. Look the way they're doing. If God really loved you. Has he talked to somebody like that? Look at your body. You're suffering. You're in pain. You're hurt. You're in discomfort. He'll talk to us. He said, if God really loved you. But I want to say, no matter what you say, let God be true and everything else a lie. Yeah. I'll be like Paul. I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep me. Amen. Maybe we don't comprehend the love that God has toward us. Amen. Let me read you something real quick. Brother Branham said it like this, Mighty God Unveiled, 1964. He said, the Old Testament, that old badger skins, what did it do? It hid the glory of God from the people. The badger skin. The reason the people couldn't see it, because it was a skin that held it. The skin, the glory of God was behind the skin. And now the glory of God is behind your skin. My skin. Your skin. Whew. That's why a lot of people have a hard time, you know, understanding. He said, it's behind you. That's right. And the traditions don't see it. It's inside the veil where his word was. What was on the inside of that skin, there was no beauty. We should desire it. Oh, but I thank God that he chose to hide behind my skin. Oh, we might not can comprehend this love that he has toward us. And we could, if we could go around the galleries to this morning, and we could talk to each one, you'd say, I used to be a drunkard. I used to be this. I used to do this, and I used to do that. I wasn't always a believer. Right. I could do that, and I could you could say, oh, but for the grace of God. Yeah. Yes, I know the love that God has toward me. I was a drunkard. I was a swearer. I was this. I loved the things of the world. I was a whoremonger, adulterer. Yet God has forgiven me. Amen. God has loved me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's stand together. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you love him this morning. You appreciate him. Oh, do you know the love of God? Hallelujah. Sister Joy, may you can play, Oh, Love of God, How Rich and Pure. Amen. Is there, she's playing that softly. Amen. You know, in one part of that, it says, the saints, an angel's song. But you know what? One of these days, the angels have going to bow their head because they don't know what it means to be saved by grace. In closing, a little story. You might have heard it, but there's this little boy, and he had built himself a little boat, and he painted it red. And they had a canal behind their house. And he would go every morning, Brother Dutch, and sail that boat up and down that canal that he had made. Oh, he was happy because he loved his little red boat. He'd sail it up and down that canal, Brother Andy, every day, Brother Baker. Oh, every day. One day, the current got kind of swift. And his boat got away from him. And he lost his little red boat. also discouraged. Could you imagine a little boy losing his little boat, how discouraged he would be? Oh, he was so heartbroken. Head hung down. 2 weeks had went by. His dad told him, said, son, you've been a really good boy. Said, here's some allowance. Said, I'm going to town tomorrow and I'm going to conduct some business. And said, I'll give you some allowance. And said, you can go window shopping and just get what you want. He said, all right, daddy. Oh, he was so glad to, you know, go. You know how it is, old boys going with their dads, you know, and all that. Just he's so elated. So they got to town the next day, and his dad looked and said, all right, son, here's the times to meet me here at such and such a time. Here's your allowance. Oh, and he's just going through and window shopping. You know how it is. That's what I have to do most of the time. I can't buy nothing. But he went through, and he had to pass this pawn shop. And Brother Andy, you know what he seen in his pawn shop? There was this little red boat. And he said, that's my red boat. He went in there and he said, sir, that's my red boat. That said, nah, that's not. He said, nah, I found it. It's mine. I put it in this pawn shop. He said, nah, I built it. I created it. I made it. He said, nah. He said, how much is it? He said, well, son, this is how. And he poured everything he had out. Everything that was on him, he gave to buy that boat back. And as he was going out the store, he said, oh, you're my red boat. You're my little red boat. Said, I created you, I made you, and I lost you, but I bought you back. So you're twice mine. We're twice his tonight, this morning. He created us. We were lost and undone without God or his son. But he bridged the gap back at Calvary. He brought us back, and we're twice his this morning. All love of God. How rich, how pure. Let me read you something. Brother Branham says like this on Question and Answers, 1957, part 2. He said, oh, no wonder. When men catch that vision, there's never been a man could explain it. They've even tried to explain it, losing their mind. The greatest song of, oh, how, oh love of God, how rich and pure, how fathomless and strong. That last verse, I believe the first verse it is, if we would ink the ocean field, and were the skies of parchment made, you know where that was found? Written on the insane wall in an insane institution. No man can ever explain that love of God. Oh, it can never be told what he did for us. My, how could you place one merit out there? It's his grace from beginning to end. I was lost, undone, and helpless. No good. Nothing about it. And he, by his grace, came and saved us. Oh, my. That's his. That's my Lord. That's his love. That's his goodness. Thank you, Lord. Let's bow our heads. As they sang that, amen. You got a need this morning. Oh, maybe you never know. The love of God is real. Is it real to you this morning? If it ain't real to you, why don't you slip your hand and say, pray for me, Brother David. I want it to be real to me this morning, that love that he's had for me. That love that he produced. So much that he went to an old rugged cross. He became me that I might become him by grace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, you saw the hands, Lord. My hands up this morning, Lord. Father, may I fall in love with you all over again this morning, Lord. Father, when I realize you're the love that you've had toward me, Lord Jesus. And what you've done for me, and it's all by your grace, Lord. Nothing that I could have done. Nothing that I could have merited. Nothing in me that would cause you to love me. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity, Lord. But by your grace, Lord. By your foreknowledge, by your predestination, Lord. I want to say, Lord, I thank you this morning, Lord. Lord, I love you this morning, Lord Jesus. Lord, would you come down and make your love known to each and every individual here this morning, Lord? Oh, God, that one day we was in sin, in despondency, Lord. Then the valley of humiliation, but you came by our way. you took your hand and reached down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. May you this morning reach down one more time, Lord. Pick us up once again, Lord Jesus. Set our foot upon a rock, Lord. And say, it's all right, I know. Just keep pressing the battle. Everything's going to be all right because there's light at the end of the tunnel. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your grace to us, Lord Jesus. Ah, I love you, Lord. It's like this, before we turn the service back to Brother Bill, it's like this. Oh, talking about the grace of God, the love of God. You remember when they brought that woman to him that said, we found this woman in the act of adultery. Threw him at his feet. There she was on her face at his feet. We used to sing a song. When I couldn't come to where he was, he came to me. The Pharisees were tempting him. Said the law, Moses' law says she needs to be stoned. What do you say? There they were all standing around. She was on her face flat like some of us was at one time. But the scripture says he stooped down and began to write in the sand. Hallelujah. He stooped down. They scattered. And she stood up. One day that was like me and you. Everybody was making fun of us. Everybody was accusing us. Everybody saying, you're no good. Why? Why would he be you? Why would he be you? But he stooped down. Amen. They scattered. And we stood up. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Amen. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's sing it, amen. Hallelujah. Love of God. Baker.